Al-Bayan Radio presents Reviving the Prophetic Sunnah, presented by Nidal Ayyubi.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, as-salatu was-salamu ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. As-salamu alaykum, dear brothers and sisters, and welcome back to our series, Reviving the Prophetic Sunnah. And today we have reached the 17th of Ramadan, and our topic is Not Wasting Water. As Muslims, my dear brothers and sisters, we value all the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And from the greatest of blessings is the blessing of water. Therefore, we need to take care of this great blessing, which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us, and thereby has taught all humanity by extension. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us how to not waste water, or in other words, how to economize water. Abdullah bin Amr radiallahu anhu narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam passed by Sa'ad while he was making wudu, and he said, "Ma hadha sarf? What is this extravagance?" Sa'ad replied, "Afil wudu'i israf? Can there be any extravagance in wudu?" He sallallahu alayhi wasallam then said, "Na'am, wa in kunta ala nahrin jarin." Yes, even if you are on the bank of a flowing river. And this hadith is found in the Sunan of Ibn Majah and also in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad. Now this hadith has been declared weak by some of the ulama, and this was the initial view of Sheikh Al-Albani rahimahullah, but then he changed his view regarding the hadith and declared it hasan. Wallahu a'lam. So my dear brothers and sisters, the greatness of this instruction from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam can be seen that it was imparted through the issue of wudu, which he also instructed us to do properly. However, doing it properly, my dear brothers and sisters, does not mean extravagance. And how beautiful is it to find that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam applying this beautiful teaching in his own life. And we see this as is narrated by Anas radiallahu anhu in Bukhari and Muslim, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would make ghusl or take a bath with a small amount of water, and for wudu an even smaller amount. So much so that some have said that in today's measurements, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to make wudu with half a liter. As for ghusl, it was around 3 liters, while others said it was a bit more than 3 liters. So my dear brothers and sisters, the main point here is, let's not go to extravagance when using water, even in acts of worship. Let us cherish this great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. For many do not have clean water to drink. For many do not have clean water to clean and bathe themselves with. So my dear brothers and sisters, this is truly a prophetic sunnah which is beneficial for all of humanity. So let us all take the first practical step to apply it, and that is lessen the water you use from the tap and find new ways to save water from being wasted. And finally, my dear brothers and sisters, we leave you with the saying of Allah, and if you obey him, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you shall be rightly guided. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.